Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mike Cugno, noted French fry hater, the sports anchor and reporter at CBS Miami, and you see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. So Cugno visited us Monday when we were at the Amerant Bank Arena for the Panthers game. And while he was there, Chrissy Parente brought over a Zamboni, like a souvenir Zamboni filled with chicken tenders and fries, and we bullied Cugno into having one French fry. He is notoriously healthy.
Yes.
His Super Bowl, you know, crazy Super Bowl spread is granola. It's not even a joke.
It's not.
It's not even a joke.
Wheat thins.
When he's told us this, when he's in a crazy mood, he will have salt-free Wheat Thins.
Ooh.
Guy's an idiot. I'm just teasing, Cugno. So,
was it a visit or a hostage situation? That's what it felt like.
So you had the French fry, and then the Panthers went out, and they had this incredible comeback. And so yesterday on the show, you know, I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? Sports has a lot to do with superstition. Mm-hmm. And Cugno, the last game, ate a French fry. Panthers, incredible comeback. And so we were imploring our listeners to tweet you or reach out to you in any way that they had the ability to do so and implore you to eat a French fry yesterday. And you declined, even in the face of public pressure, correct?
That's right. I'm a man of principle. Chrissy, by the way, got some angry text messages from me. I was sending her screen grabs of all the things I got. And you know what? My meal of grilled chicken and mashed sweet potatoes is now the game-winning meal for the Florida Panthers because look at that. They went on the road and won 6-3. So everyone, mashed potatoes and chicken. That's it.
Were you sweating it out when they were down? Because you knew that you were going to just get lambasted on this particular show if the Panthers losing last night.
I sent you a text yesterday, and I edited it and deleted it. So there's just like this empty bubble in your text.
There is an empty bubble in my chat with you.
Well, that read originally, if you can get Paul Maurice to tell me to eat a French fry, I'll eat an entire bucket. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to play this game because you will make it happen. And I refuse to be bullied by Paul Maurice. So, yeah.
That's funny, man.
Michael. Are you, because you cover a lot of sports, are you superstitious? If the Heat win, if the Panthers win, will you do something?
Yeah, I'm the one where, like, if my wife gets up off the couch in the middle of a game and it's going good, I yell at her. I'm like, what are you doing? do you want a divorce? Like, do we have to play this game again? You know who I am. Sit back down. So, yeah, I am.
Solana did that once with his now fiance, Valentina, back when the Heat were I think it was the bubble season, right? Because they weren't living together then, and they weren't engaged. And Valentina, she didn't watch, you know, whatever, game 2 with him. And then game three, she shows up at his apartment with dinner.
Oh, no.
And he makes her leave. He didn't let her in the door.
Yeah. Well, I hope he took the meal first and said, all right, now you can leave.
Did you share with your wife, though, that you have a lot riding on last night's game? Like, were you tense? Because you were flirting with danger. You could have just eaten a French fry on video and you would have avoided any kind of confrontation at the end. Did you let people know that this was a very, very serious situation for you?
No, because I'm a man, so I bottle everything up and I shove it way down deep inside somewhere and don't let people see my misery until it just eats me from the inside out.
That is what a man does. Good for
as
you.
A man, yes.
I prescribe to that the same way.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.